Good morning, everyone. Today is the 29th of July, Wednesday morning, a little after 7:30. And I had to do my weed eating this morning, so I'm running a little bit late. We're glad to have you with us this morning. You know, sometimes we think, oh, that thou wouldst rend the heaven, that thou wouldst come down. That's the way you feel. I know that's the way I feel. Sometimes I wish that Christ would split the heavens and come down and take us home. We ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Bow down, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Isaiah 64:1, Romans 8:23, Psalm 144:5. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. It shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. So be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Yes, Rose, it's Facebook as well. They took down that video of all the doctors exposing Dr. Fauci. They took down the video exposing Dr. Fauci and all the lies. And YouTube's now taking it down. They don't want people to hear the truth. He which testifieth these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Our conversation is in heaven. I just read Psalm 144:5, Acts 1:11, Hebrews 9:28, Isaiah 25:9, Revelation 22:20, Titus 2:13, and Philippians 3:20. Well, we've been working through this little book, God Does Not Love. I guess it's not little, it's 350-some pages. But God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. And what I did is I compiled many scriptures that validate the title, from the Old Testament through the New Testament. We're ready for chapter 34 in the book. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Next to Christ himself, one of the first people I would like to meet when I get to heaven is the Apostle Peter. I can relate to the Apostle Peter on so many different levels. How often I've been proud and gotten in the flesh. How often I have denied my Lord by my actions. But the great thing we must remember and emphasize is that Christ prayed for Peter and used him in the proclamation of the gospel. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. When it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed, and that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Forasmuch as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which is by the gospel is preached unto you. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. For you were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter 1:1-25, 1 Peter 2:9-10, 1 Peter 24-25, and 1 Peter 3:22. Peter knew all about the sufferings for the name of Christ. He was finally hung upside down on the cross, demonstrating the faith of Christ within him. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. With the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you, and on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 4:12-14, 1 Peter 4:16-19, 1 Peter 5:10-11. In the second epistle of Peter, we find Peter giving all the glory for all things that have been given to the elect believers of Christ. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that obtain like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1-4. Peter also tells us to examine ourselves to make our calling and election sure. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, 10-11. Peter also reveals the non-elect angels and the reprobate in contrast to Noah, a preacher of righteousness and the deliverance of just Lot. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overflow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. 2 Peter 2, 4-9. A verse of Scripture found in 2 Peter 3, 9. Has been taken out of context by thousands of Christians to promote the doctrine of Arminianism and free will. The problem is those who use it leave out the key word, us word, which refers to God's elect, the beloved. God is certainly not willing that any for whom he has died for and purchased their redemption for perish. But he is most certainly willing that all those vessels that he has prepared for destruction perish, and they most certainly will do so. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Well, that concludes chapter 34. I think I'm going to stop with the reading today, so we'll be prepared for chapter 35 tomorrow morning. But I do want to read for you, which I've read many times on this program, especially since we have been reading out of Peter. All the elect are like Peter. Peter denied the Lord three times and swore he never knew him, but he had been chosen before time began. Satan has desired to sift you, and you will turn away, but I have prayed for you, and you will be okay. Full of fear and anger, Peter denied he knew the Son of God. How many times have we denied him too? Satan has desired to sift us as well, but if Christ has prayed for us, we will never suffer hell. All we like sheep have gone astray, turning every one to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So if the Father has given us to his Son, when asked by Christ, "Lovest thou me?" our answer can only be, "Because thou hast prayed for me." Our only hope is in the work of Christ, not because we have done anything nice. Well, may the good Lord be with you today on this Wednesday hot day, and give you the strength to make it through another week is my prayer. God bless.